For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, State Farm knows you personalize your entire day. And that's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
So, smaller.
Yeah.
But harder.
Yeah.
Then bigger, yeah. And not as hard.
Exactly. Because, yeah, you know, you have to remember, Matt, the virility concept is tied to like the power of your blood flow. So yeah, you could have
a bigger
penis.
Thank you for saying all this shit, man. Oh my gosh, this is important. My God, like guys really, really, really need to hear this.
Thanks to Sana Skin Studio for supporting the No Podcast. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for our promo code so you can receive $25 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the No Podcast with me, Nikki Spo.
What is up, my friends? Welcome back to the No, where it is not about knowing everything, but about coming to know ourselves. I'm your hostess, Nikki Spolstra, and I am so happy that you are sharing this journey with me and that I'm sharing this journey with you, where we are all finding and celebrating our deepest sense of inner knowing. I've had to do a lot of rediscovery in the last several years, from getting sober to losing my mom to going through my third pregnancy while getting a divorce to supporting my son through a successful run with chemotherapy. And I have to say that the other side of all of this has been the great awakening that my life has needed. But here's the thing, while big life events can definitely expedite a person's homecoming, I believe that there are ways to come home to ourselves that are perhaps less severe, like listening to empowering conversations, sitting with women who talk and walk differently, asking ourselves tough questions, and holding ourselves accountable. Which brings me to today's guest, Jackson Hightower, yeah, a dude, who is having very real, raw, and direct dialogue on his platform for men and holding them and himself accountable to holistically redefining masculinity. Yeah, I get it. The majority of my audience is female. I don't care. The girly pops need to hear this, and we have to have the guts to send it to the guys, which we are doing, babes. We are doing it. But before we get started with Jackson, I want to cover some updates. If you are not already subscribed to the show, I want to encourage you to subscribe to whichever or all of your favorite listening platforms, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. By subscribing, you'll always have an automatic download and never miss an episode. Also, I have some exciting news to share about something that I have been working on for quite a while. So I know firsthand the power of community and shared experience. And I am so honored to announce that I have created an online women's community where we talk about all of life's topics. We've been meeting every week and it has been so inspiring to get to know all of the incredible women who have come on this journey. In my group, Becoming Her, we are striving to become the best versions of ourselves and realize that she is us and we can become the her of our highest desires. In my community, we meet once a week and we have monthly webinars with experts in the personal development fields, and you have access to me for one-on-one combos about all of life's topics. So I have a special promotion for my podcast audience, which I will link in the show notes, and I want to welcome you to Becoming Her, where we will do great things together. If you ever have any questions, you can always DM me directly on Instagram at Nikki Sapsbo. I'm usually pretty good at getting back to every single message I get. So back to Jackson. Things are about to get spicy. I'm already sweating. I mean, look at this guy. He's what a smoke. Am I right? So more than just a coach, Jackson Hightower is a pioneer in redefining masculinity. He advocates for a holistic and fulfilling approach to male sexuality. By merging physical wellness with a deep understanding of the erotic arts, he challenges traditional models of masculinity. Jackson equips men with the physical and mental tools necessary to enhance their health and sexual experiences, paving the way for a life of deeper intimacy and personal fulfillment. From the sacred teachings of Tantra and Taoism to the latest advancements in biohacking, he has seamlessly integrated diverse philosophies into a cohesive approach. We have a lot to talk about today, from how Jackson is helping men get in touch with themselves, the effects of porn on men, performance, expectations, and relationships, and hello, relationships, and how his female audience, like me, is amplifying a topic that needs a lot of discussion. Let's get started with Jackson Hightower. So do you think then, like, if we're moving away from porn, but now like into relationships that feel like they have good sex lives and so on and so forth, do you think that the relationships that are stronger are the ones that are actually talking about sex regularly? Like, what is appropriate to keep a relationship strong and on the right path in terms of a couple's sex life?
Yeah. Communication is the number one. And not always communicating about sex during the moment, right? Like doing touch bases afterwards, you know, when you're out of those moments. But again, when a man is not in his analytical brain. Mm-hmm. So women need to understand, like, if a guy's working and in his brain, like analytical mind, it's not a great opportunity to bring up something that you want him to get emotionally invested in.
Right. Oh my gosh, I've made that mistake so many times in my life.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, it's like you're in the computer, you're doing your thing. Finding the moment where it's like, there's calmness, there's presence, there's a capacity for emotional connection and vulnerability. Finding those moments to have those conversations with guys. But yeah, I think that like great relationships last because there's physical intimacy, there's communication about pleasures, desires, likes, dislikes. There is a, both partners can feel like not being attacked about certain things, or like, you know, let's do this as a team.
Yeah,
I want our relationship to thrive.
You keep saying
thrive.
That, and it's like, it's super so true.
Important
it's
because so, men are so sensitive when it comes to their sex lives and their sexual parts and their sexual capacities and skills. We all are.
Yeah.
I am. Everyone is. We all are. It's just a matter of like, can we, okay, got it. Take the note, move it out of like the defensive space and be like, okay, let's talk about this, you know? And women need to understand that it's difficult for men to broach these subjects because it is a sign of our masculinity, of our virility, of our capacity, of our skill. Oh, I can lay it down. I can do this. Like all the songs they talk about guys, like you never talk about guys not being able to perform. All you hear about is like, this is what we're doing and like how they, you know, all the rap songs and stuff like that. But, you know, getting into a space where it's like, let's actually provide some constructive feedback about your skills. And that's how actually I got my start in this whole space. I was in college. I was intimate with a girl who was a senior, who was one of the most attractive women in my school. And I thought I was all hot shit. And, you know, we hooked up for a little bit and like, she kind of like ended at one point. She was like, yo, like you're a handsome guy, you're fun, you're cool, but like, you don't know what you're doing. Like, this is
Was she loving and compassionate and sweet, or was she like, no thanks?
She was like 21, so not
She was not. She was like, no.
And I was like, wow, okay, like definitely was painful. And then she went up and started hooking up with this guy from the hockey team. And I was like, that guy, you know, and then you get all the, you know, and I'm like, wow, like this is an area where I'm not performing. And so my personality type has always been like high achiever, performer, want to be the best in everything I do, work really hard for it.
Yeah.
And I realized that like, you're right, I didn't actually know anything about this stuff. And so I kind of went on a personal journey, you know, for the next like 15 or 20 years to right the ship so that that wouldn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. And it takes time and it takes a lot of like you take a note, right? And as a young kid, you know, taking a note is even harder. But I had, whatever it is, like I had some sort of awareness that I didn't want to hear that again. And so that was like my light at the end of the tunnel. I was like, I do not want to hear that ever again.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are, you know.
So you mentioned this earlier, and I want to come back to it, is discipline for men. Mm. I mean, discipline for everybody, but I'm talking to you and we're talking about men. So discipline with men in all areas of life. And it's not just sexual discipline, but this discipline carries over into all of the buckets and all of the categories of life, whether it's work, whether it's fitness. Mm-hmm. And you recently talked about that on your platform. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like how you do one thing is how you do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, some people I think are born having more discipline than others. Some people you need to develop it, but it is I think it's the single most important quality of any man who's successful in any aspect of his life is discipline, and being able to forego, you know, immediate satisfaction for, you know, long-term gain. Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know what it was about me. Maybe it's just the way I was born, but like, I started doing, you know, sports and martial arts when I was really young. I started doing Taekwondo when I was 4. I did it 3.5 hours a day for 4 years, and I became the youngest black belt in Massachusetts when I was 7.5. Now, that's really rare, right? Like, for a young kid, think about your 4-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I don't know how I did that, but that was just my path. I've always been, you know, my parents always were like, hey, like, put in the work, put in the effort. And they created an environment where, like, they shared that like discipline and like achieving and productive was important. Mm-hmm. Now I may be in the other side of it where it's like production oriented is now my thing and my value is tied to my production. So that's something that I'm working on as myself.
I totally get that too.
It's like, I could just be a human and I'm okay and I'm enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of having to like produce and create, but that's another issue.
But it's a worthwhile topic because I think a lot of us do attach our self-worth to what we are able to produce 100%. And what we do for a living and all, like the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, discipline and then applying it to your physical workouts, right? Being physical in your body. You don't need to be a high performing athlete, but just do something, right?
Yeah.
And setting the time, whether it's reading for your brain, listening to podcasts, learning discipline, eating discipline. That's a huge one, you know, in our society. So yeah, I just think that if you're not a disciplined human, I just don't think that you're exercising your full potential, you know? And I think the universe, well, you know, why we're here is that the universe wants to express itself through us.
Yeah.
Whatever skills we have, right? You look at, you know, professional basketball player, right? LeBron James, like incredible physical specimen, right? Like the universe is expressing himself through this incredibly athletic man that just like overtakes all of his competition, right? Some people are thought leaders, Elon Musk through his businesses, whatever it is, like everyone has their thing. It doesn't need to be on a high level. I'm just using those examples because people know who they are. But it's about finding whatever it is that your superpower is and allowing the universe to express through you. But in order to do that, you have to exercise it. You have to cultivate it. You have to practice it, you know? And I think that's where a lot of us fall flat. We get into this like, I want it quick. I want it fast. You know, our society and our culture is about finding silver bullets and, you know, immediate fixes where you don't have to put the discipline in. It doesn't happen. You don't become really successful financially without years of work and effort.
Right.
People see you after you've achieved a level of success and they're like, oh, he must have just done that. Well, no, like that's not how life works.
Well, practice takes practice.
Yeah.
I talk about that a lot in my women's group, which is called Becoming Her, because I think that we're all like trying to become the her of our dreams, right? Like, have you ever like seen a woman and you're like, she's her, like she's got it, whatever it is, right? And I think that all of us have that within us and we have that vision of like ourselves as we want to be. Right. So the group that I have is centered around that. And a theme that we come back to over and over again is that practice takes practice. Practice takes practice. It's not a meditation practice because like, and it's just easy. All of a sudden you can meditate for like an hour. No, it takes practice. You have to start. You have to start at the at 1 minute, and 100%. Then maybe get to three, and maybe get to five, and then maybe you can do it for 10. And practice at it every day. You know, and part of that practice is the discipline. Something that I want to transition into is the idea of foreplay, because I think you brought up something really important on one of your recent reels, is that foreplay doesn't just start in the bedroom. Mm. Like, it's not just making out. So, like, go into what that is, because I, as a woman, like, I have totally craved the foreplay that starts before the bedroom. And I don't think enough people understand that. So we need the girly pops to send this to their boyfriend or to their significant other or to their friend. Just send it. Send it, because this information is going to be super helpful. And I think it's going to be a game changer for couples and their sex lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're in a relationship, let's just talk about that. You know, aftercare, right? After the experience, one of the main components of aftercare is the beginning of foreplay, right? Into the next engagement. So that's, you know, verbal communication. It's finding out what your partner's love language is, and then, you know, doing something in that vein, right? If it's, you know, acts of service or gifts or whatever it is, to keep cultivating that energy throughout the week or until the next time you guys are being intimate. One trick that I like to do is, if you're in a relationship, is you keep all of your like logistical administrative communication to like one form of like either email or text message,
but you keep,
you keep your sexy form of communication to maybe WhatsApp or some, or Signal or Telegram, wherever you want to have your private chat with your partner. Because, you know, a lot of times like the operational and the administrative and the sexy get jumbled up together.
That's so true.
And it's difficult to like separate them. And it's nice to have like a clean space where we can be dirty. Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So like, that's something that I like to do, because it just creates an environment where like, oh, you know, if you see a message from me on this channel, then like, this is what the focus of that is. And you can get in the space where I know I can be playful here. Everything else we want to talk about, we talk about it somewhere else. And you know, in your mind, you can compartmentalize it.
It's so wild that you're saying that, because, you know, amongst my girlfriends, who a lot of my girlfriends have children and are either, they're on their second marriage or they've had children with their second partner, or the second husband, and, or they're divorced, you know, and there's this, it sounds so bad when I say it out loud, like, publicly like this, but it's like, kids are where romance goes to die. I'm sorry, we love you kids. We really do. We love the kids. I love being a mom, right? But
I'm not gonna lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is gonna leave, or maybe someone's gonna take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sell. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sell is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
I think you're on mute.
Workday is starting to sound the same.
I think you're on mute.
Find something that sounds better for your career on LinkedIn. With LinkedIn Job Collections, you can browse curated collections by relevant industries and benefits, like flex PTO or hybrid workplaces, so you can find the right job for you. Get started at linkedin.com/jobs. Finding where you fit. LinkedIn knows how.
I can, in regards to what you're saying, right, keeping the logistical things, I'm like, how often is it that, like, especially moms, because we're, like, navigating all the shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we're on the WhatsApp chat and all the stuff and all the sports and all the lunchboxes and all this. And like, having to like talk to your partner about all of these logistical things. And it's not just relationships with children. Yeah. It's relationships, relationships, talking about the logistics of life, of a shared life together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can totally see that. Like, it doesn't have to be kids are where romance goes to die. We can just compartmentalize the two things. And that can be such a small shift in people's relationships. Yeah. You know, who are experiencing that, because it is, it's a lot of work to be a parent and also like keep the romance alive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So many relationships struggle with that once they have children,
yeah.
especially. But I love that keeping it separate. And it's true. Like you see something come in through whatever channel, if it's WhatsApp or versus an email, like, okay, mm-hmm. this is our plan for the week,
right?
This is what we're doing this week. Okay. Yeah. But also that like foreplay starts as soon as sex finishes, mm-hmm. right? Into mm-hmm. the next experience. So I think that's what you said just now, but even again, like on your channel, is that foreplay starts at the end of your sexual experience with your partner.
Exactly. And it's how, and if you're not in a relationship and you know, whatever your situation is, but you know, the aftercare is key, you know, communicating, not just getting up and leaving, you know, and you know, if they're sleeping over in the morning, like being a gentleman and being chivalrous, you've just had an
experience.
Well, you just had an experience where another person allowed you to enter them.
Yeah.
I talk to guys about this. I'm like, this woman is allowing you to enter her body.
Yeah.
There needs to be a level of like major respect there, right? And acknowledgement, like that this is a sacred experience, right? We've, you know, sex has been like so, I don't know what the word is, but like, we don't have a lot of sacredness in it anymore because of porn, because of OnlyFans, because of all this stuff. Everything is sexualized, but we don't have enough sacredness to it. And so as a man, you know, doing those things that are going to make your partner feel like, you know, you're present, you're there, you're available, you care, right? Even if it's a one night thing, like you can be a good dude about that.
Yeah.
You know, and if
can you talk about that though?
Yeah, sure.
Like how, because, you know, on when you're just saying this, I'm listening and I'm thinking about like women and how if we also need to honor the sacredness of it, right? And so like something that I was reckoning with post-divorce, I was like, not everybody gets access to me, right? Like I was in a marriage.
Yeah.
I was with a person for a long time.
Yeah.
Like that was sacred, right? And so as I move forward in my life, how do I channel a new level of like exploration and fun and femininity while also honoring the sacredness of what I am as a woman, right? Like having given life and like the fact that you said earlier, like men, you have the seed and that gives life. But, and as a woman, we bring life into the world. Right. And so I think a lot of women also like in the chase for like trying to find love and relationships and there's also a disconnect that women are experiencing where they are not honoring their own sacredness.
I agree.
So it's it's a two-way street. Like we can't just put this all on the woman or all on a dude.
Correct.
So I think that women generally, it's sweeping generalization, of course, but like feel a little bit more sacred than men do.
Correct. I think that's because of the penetrated versus penetratee aspect.
Exactly. You know. The receiving versus like the giving, right?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Exactly. Men will never really know what that feels like.
Exactly.
Unless they are getting a finger or something else in there, you know what.
Which is the thing.
Which is a thing for sure. But we'll never feel what it feels like to be vulnerable in that way.
Right.
And so, you know, I always encourage guys and invite them to just take that into consideration, right? Like, you know, you're not just like getting some, and you know, you want to provide and give a really beautiful experience for both of you, where both of you are connected and enjoying, and it's pleasurable at an equal level, right? That's something that I find is sometimes like a you know, shift of mindset for men.
Yeah.
Where it goes from like, oh, I'm going to, you know, when I was younger, I probably didn't feel this way, but now as I'm getting older and like you have those experiences, like, this is like a pleasurable experience for both parties. Yeah. I want to give as much as I want to receive. I get pleasure from giving as a man, right, just as much as I get from receiving. But you know, and there's some point where as a man, like where you don't even need to release in order to have an incredible experience. Right. And it becomes so much less about you.
Yeah.
Cause it's so easy to get you off as a guy. It's so easy to come. Right. But like, what about exercising your, like, as a challenge, like, oh, like, let's experience this. Let's try to do more and give more in this experience. And then if I get pleasure from it, you know, being able to, you know, have a woman achieve orgasm, multiple orgasms, whatever it may be. And instead of like being it, be like, oh, I'm going to get off.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sauna Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe sauna is that it feels like coming home. Unlike traditional facials, sauna's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I have had at sauna has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the sauna membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code THENOGLOW for $25 off of your first facial when booking at saunaskinstudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sauna Skin Studio.
So then how do you recommend that men who are not interested in relationships to go about doing this? Because I can totally, I'm playing out that scenario, and to be connected with a man in that way is like, oh my gosh, that's daddy right there. Like we want to be with that guy. Mm-hmm. Like that, cause that feels so good. Yeah. Right. And so how important then is communicating expectations and desires in advance?
Yeah.
Because that's not always sexy. And then what I think happens is, like, by being vulnerable enough to actually express your desires, there's always a risk of losing the 100%. Opportunity.
100%.
Right? And like, are you going to be okay with that? And where's the power of choice? Like, giving both parties the power of choice in participating in an experience rather than feeling like they got tricked into it or whatever.
You said it exactly. It's front loading as a man.
Right.
It's acknowledging that you may lose the opportunity to get the satisfaction that you're seeking.
The immediate satisfaction.
Because you're giving the woman agency in the decision. It's understanding that it may not be the sexiest thing to talk about, but it's the right way to approach it. And I would say that I've gotten a lot better at this as I've matured. When I was younger, I didn't have that wherewithal and that mindfulness, right? In your mid-20s, late-20s. But as I've gotten into my 30s and now 40, there's a much different experience of like, hey, this is what I'm available for. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm capable of. And I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
And then you can make a decision. Yeah, you lose some opportunities. And also sometimes you say all those things and then the other person still only hears what they want to hear.
Right.
Which isn't on me.
Right.
But you have to recognize that it can cause triggers and emotions and things like that. And that's just a reality. But you said it right. Like, communicate, front load, allow the woman to have agency in that decision, and that you can be clear as a man with who you are and what you're about so that you're not muddying the waters, right? Yeah. Hey, I'm, you know, seeing a few people right now, or hey, I'm interested in this type of experience because that's all I have emotionally. And you know, right now I'm running a business, or I'm doing this, or I have this project going on. I don't have the capacity to do X, but I can do Y. And like, this would be fun, but only if you want that, if you're available for it. And it's powerful because when you do present that information to a woman and she's able to partake in the decision, knowing the full spectrum, it's you see like a shift and a change, right?
For sure. It's hugely empowering.
Yeah. And it's respect.
Yes, it is. It is respect. Yeah. I think like there's the maybe thing, like maybe someday that both parties do, right? Like guys will do it. Like maybe if I make her feel like maybe I'll be ready for a relationship in a little bit. And so girls fall into this. Well, if I just keep him for a little bit longer, maybe he'll ask me to be his girlfriend, right?
Women fall into that trap.
Yes. They fall into that trap. Yeah. Guys set the trap sometimes, right? Where they're like, oh, you know, or they like make a woman feel like they're available for the maybe future relationship when maybe they're not, right? Instead of being upfront about it. And then conversely, like you said, a lot of women just will hear what they want to hear. And they think that like maybe if they keep doing it long enough, like they'll change his mind.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage women to really listen, really listen to what men are telling you with their words and their actions.
Actions.
Right? Like actions, it's not just what he's saying. What is he doing? What is he showing you?
Yeah.
Like how does he treat you? And also taking stock of like, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Like I want more women to think about that. Like how does that really make me feel? And do I want to be available for that again? Yeah. Yes
because,
or no?
Yeah, because what it does is actually it gets you as a woman or a man to really feel into what do I want?
Yeah.
Because if a woman wants a relationship and she's looking for one monogamous partner relationship and you get presented with that, like that's an opportunity where the universe is testing you.
It's right.
Like, well, what are you here for?
Right.
And like, yeah, there's this shiny thing here. And yeah, maybe one day in the future, but like if he's not giving you what that is, close your filter. And it's like, make your filter more narrow. And then allow that. And then I think the universe rewards you in that regard where it's like, cool, you made a great decision.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know what you want and you're avoiding all the things that you don't want. So focus.
Do you think that men need to be the leaders in these conversations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we as men, I think, should be leading and creating the structure and the foundation for the relationship.
Yeah.
And so it's up to us to be upfront with the woman about what our intentions are. Because the women, I think generally, like they follow the man's lead,
yes,
you know, for the most part, when you're in these relationship dynamics. And if the guy is leading X, but he doesn't actually feel that way, then that's just, it's misleading. So yeah, we as men need to communicate pretty clearly.
Well, I think that women also in general, like really want to fall and settle into this really yummy, juicy place of being in their feminine.
Correct.
And it's so hard to do that when men are not leading, right? So, and it comes back again to that having autonomy and the power of choice of their and agency over their own bodies and experiences, but having a safe place to land. And listen, a man can be safe even if he doesn't want a relationship with you.
1,000%.
You know, right? Like, so he can say like, this is what I'm available for, like what you're saying, and still make you feel really, really safe in that experience where you can drop into your feminine. And guess what? Being able to make a decision with a man who has created a safe space for you is feminine.
Yeah, 100%.
Like that is dropping into your feminine. That is saying, you know what? I choose to be here. I feel good here.
Yeah.
Even if it's this, and I almost said only this, but it's not only this. You still, everything is an exchange of some sort, right? So there is a giving and receiving of all of it. It's just like dropping into what you really want. And I think that women are really craving, especially in this world, like a lot of men are little bitches now and they don't communicate and they don't lead. So it's forcing women to like step into their masculine and it's never going to work.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Not work well anyway. You know, it's like this role reversal. And I think that feminism, and this is a whole other topic, but I think feminism has had a lot to do with that. We've seen women become high achieving, like really powerful earners in family units. And so there's been like this shift of like roles, but ultimately like, okay, it is what it is. Like, okay, women can work now. We can vote.
Sure.
Like, great. Yeah. We have rights. Like as we always should have had. Right. But we can still drop into these like divine masculine and divine feminine roles within relationships. And I think it's really important that people tap into that and what that really, really means. And so one of the many things that I appreciate about what you're doing is how you're holistically redefining masculinity for people.
Thank you.
Build a routine with Ollie that supports your wellness needs, like getting your daily vitamins and minerals with Ollie's multi-gummies, or keeping your mood upbeat with all the vitamin D in Hello Happy. Give your gut health some support with probiotics and wake up feeling refreshed after taking Ollie Sleep. Do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a Walmart or Target near you or at Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moms, tired of overthinking every decision around what's best for your kids? Stop. Get Smarty Pants vitamins and worry about one less thing. Smarty Pants Kids Multi and Omegas support kids' overall health with 16 daily nutrients, including vitamin C for immune support and D3 for bone health. That's 45% more nutrients than the leading kids' multi-gummy brand. Seems like a no-brainer, right? Get Smarty Pants on Amazon today.
Well said. Yeah. I'm going to use that.
I think you do.
Yeah,
I think you do. So let's do talk about, like, let's wrap up with some fun, quick hitting topics. Like, does size matter?
Yes and no.
Let's go into that.
Yeah, I think size matters, but it's more important how you use it.
Yeah.
Girth is more important than length, I think, that in the experience Amen. That I've had with and also just like the comments that I get from women. But yeah, it definitely matters. But I also had some interesting feedback that like a lot of guys who are really big are quite lazy because they don't feel like they need to do any work
right?
and they don't necessarily know how to use it. So again, it matters to a point, but you can also be smaller and know exactly what you're doing and it can still feel really good for the partner.
I always say schmedium plus.
Here you go, schmedium plus.
Schmedium plus. Girl, if you know, you know. Schmedium plus. Okay, you did a poll once. I was like, I think I responded to the poll. Smaller and harder or bigger and not as hard? What was the feedback on that?
I think most women wanted harder.
So smaller.
Yeah.
But harder.
Yeah.
Than bigger yeah. and yeah. not as hard.
Exactly. Because, yeah. you know, you have to remember, Matt, the virility concept is tied to like the power of your blood flow. So yeah, you could have
Thank
a bigger
you for
penis.
Saying all this shit, man. Oh my gosh, this is important. My God. Like guys really, really, really need to hear this.
So if, yeah, you could be bigger, but if you're not as hard, that means you don't have as much blood flow circulation. I think women really enjoy feeling it harder inside yeah. of them, right? Rather than just bigger and softer. Sometimes when you get into like the porn-induced erectile dysfunction, you'll have guys that are erect, but not full mast. And so you don't really be able to, you're not able to work it as well. So I think that was the feedback that I got. And some people were like, we want bigger and harder. I'm like, well, yeah, but if yeah, you had to like, choose,
that's,
like,
that's a dream.
yeah. So that was, smaller and harder. I think harder
is
best.
How do you do that? Like, how do you make your dick harder?
Well, you stop watching porn.
Okay.
You have a good diet. You lose your fat. You increase your testosterone. You know, through
Are you guys writing this down?
All of it.
Like, take the notes, gentlemen.
You do Kegels as a man. Men think that Kegels is for women. It's not. It's an incredibly important exercise for men, for premature ejaculation, for erectile dysfunction, and for prostate health. And it's the exercise that you do as a man when you are going to the bathroom and you need to stop midstream for uh-huh. some reason. That motion, that exercise of tightening up that muscle, because when you're in a sexual environment and you can tighten it, it pushes blood flow to your penis, which means that you can get a harder erection. So that's essentially how it works. So if you can activate your Kegels while you're intimate in a sexual experience, you will be able to have harder erections.
Okay, so girls, if you are like, I need my man to hear this, you need to be like, oh my gosh, can you believe what Nikki Spolstra is talking about right now? You got to hear this. I cannot believe she's doing it. Just send it. Just send it. Or like have, like be like, my friend sent it to my cousin who sent it to her brother who said it really worked for him. So, oh my gosh, we should totally listen to this together, right? Okay, when is it the right time to send an STD test or ask for one? Unsolicited STD tests.
As a man, if you only send it if the woman asks for it.
Yeah.
As a woman, you can ask for it when you're at the point where you're definitely ready to engage with him in a sexual, manner. And I think it's important to get tested. It's super important.
It's so important.
Like, we should be all getting tested regularly, and when we want to share those results, share them or do it in person or whatever you want to do.
But, yeah.
So you don't like sharing all this stuff on the internet.
I think it's a fun way to communicate, to be honest.
Yeah. But like, not like the post I did, it was about a guy who was like hoping to hook up with someone.
By the
and
way,
then he just sent it.
I'm clean.
Yeah. Like, oh, by the way. And she's like, we're not even there, bro.
Yeah,
like we're nowhere near there. And it was really off putting. And then she decided to not even engage
she's
anymore.
Like, no. Cause
she was like, this is a bit much.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's not, you can't like make that like, it was funny. Like it's
right.
not, like, who does that?
I think, well, as a woman, I think it's a fun way to be like,
yeah.
I'm ready to go there with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it's sexy. And if a guy gets that, like, cool. you better get it tested.
Run.
Your stuff
run.
Squared away.
He's like, I got an appointment today. I got it today. Right. Okay. So, and finally, we're talking about, you know, obviously STD tests to send or not to send, dick pics to send or not to send.
Yeah. So look, as a man, unsolicited, probably not a good idea. If you're with a woman and you're engaging intimately and you feel like doing that and she likes it, because some women
and
like
she
it.
She likes it. Keywords.
Some women
keywords.
Really like it. Some women get turned on by it. And that's really
and
good.
That.
And they want that.
Right.
And you as a man, like, yeah, it's your choice. You can do it or not do it. Some people don't feel comfortable because they don't want stuff circulating. Although you can never really tell, I guess, unless the person's face is in it. But yeah, when it's asked for. But sending it unsolicited is usually not the move. Because
it's
a lot of women don't get turned on visually the same way men get turned on visually, right? So like men looking at women, we're turned on by visual stimuli.
Right.
Women, not always the same. Emotional, we get turned on by different, women get turned on by different things. Visual some, but not nearly the percentage than men. So we're like, oh, I would love it if a woman sent me X picture. But it's not the reciprocal necessarily.
Right. So like guys can get tit pics in the middle of the day and be like, yeah.
Yes, bingo.
Yes.
Unsolicited, great. Send
great.
Them all day long.
Tit pics yes. all day long. A woman gets a dick pic in the middle of the day, she's like, oh,
yeah.
like, why?
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
It's not the same because men and women speak different languages.
Yeah.
We're different creatures. We're different biologies. We want different things. We are motivated and inspired by different things. We speak different languages.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing we talk about is like translating. Men need to remember that women hear things differently, and women need to understand that like men hear things differently, you know, than women need to be maybe more direct when they're talking to men, and men maybe need to be somewhat less direct when talking to women because of the way that you receive information.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's funny. I was having a conversation with a guy friend of mine who is navigating exclusivity with his partner and when to like stop talking to other women and all these things and how to go about doing that. And he and I were chatting and he's telling me what he wants to tell his lady, right? And I'm like, she's not going to hear it that way. Like, do not. I'm like, you cannot use that word. And one of the things that we were talking about is how like I tried my best anyway to like zoom out of it and look at things from like a snow globe perspective. Because I am a woman and so I obviously like lean towards the female, but also try when I talk to my friends, because I have a lot of guy friends that I have like these really open and vulnerable conversations with about how to communicate with women so that they can say what they want to say and have her hear it the way he wants her to hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge part of the whole game.
Yep.
You know, and it shouldn't be a game. Like, I think that everybody should, like, it is a game in a lot of ways, right? Like, everybody's playing the game. I don't think it needs to be a game.
Yeah.
I think that, like, if people get honest and open and are willing to risk losing the immediate satisfaction of things, like, a lot of people would be a lot happier with their sexual experiences, whether that's with, like, a person who's come and go type of person or in a, like, a steady relationship.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, and you know, the game piece is interesting. I even bring it to the level of like, you know, write down what you want to say as a man, put it in your own Google Translator. Like, how is a woman going to hear this differently? And
I'm sure
how can
GPT can do
yeah,
that
let's
you.
Get some AI in there, right? like how can a man communicate so that the woman is going to hear it differently, but express the same message?
Yeah.
That's really the key. And women, same thing for men.
I mean, I've gotten in so many arguments with people and they're like, semantics. I'm like, well, semantics are important.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, everything has a connotation and a denotation. They're like, can you stop being an English teacher? I'm like, no, I can't. Jackson, this has been so much fun.
I
loved hosting you today. I hope that everybody, I need everybody to hear this. We just need everybody to hear this. This has been so much fun. Loved having you. Thanks for sharing your wealth of knowledge.
Thank you for having me. This was fantastic.
Awesome.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code, THENOGLOW, for $25 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you so much for listening to The Know.
If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. Words are so powerful, and someone may need to hear what we covered today. And if you really loved this episode, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect on The Know. You can connect with me personally via Instagram at Nikki Sapp Spo and The Know with Nikki Spo. My hope for you today is that you are fearless in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.